If you're in the New Jersey pension system, it will work the same across the board.
Okay.
So you'll be able to retire 20 years, 50% pension, no medical though.
Okay.
You know, you would have to go on a state plan or something like that, or if your spouse has it, that's – or, you know, individually – some individual towns have different contracts.
Yeah.
So they may or might not get it depending on your contract. But across the board, it would just be 50% of your pay. You'd be out the door, and then that would be it.
This is Corey Jones with the Be Ready with Safety Man podcast. Join us every week for a new podcast. Follow us everywhere podcasts are played and on YouTube, Be Ready with Safety Man. This is Corey Jones.
All right, new environment, new place.
Yes, so. Yes.
All right, hello, welcome back.
Don't you love coming into a podcast where somebody's already laughing?
Yes.
You know, like, what would happen behind
the
scenes?
Secret? It's a secret laugh. Well,
you have to really follow us because we will let you know.
Welcome to the Safety Man podcast. I am the host with the main man here.
Safetyman.co. I'm Corey, keeping you safe, trying to educate. You got questions, hit us up. We will do our best to either answer them or do a whole podcast on it.
So we try to cover a bunch of a good range of things, police related, safety related. And this one is, we do a lot of New Jersey stuff because obviously we're in New Jersey. So these are the topics. And I know these things carry over to other states. So some things are different, some things are similar. But the one thing that just popped up recently, and I kind of want to dive into this, and I am happy about this because I'm probably going to take advantage of this. We just had a bill passed, and we're just waiting for the governor to sign it. It's the 20 and out bill. And what this means is that officers in New Jersey can do 20 years, and then they can retire at a 50% of their pension. Now, medical is not included at that time, but it is an option. Now, this was originally, I guess when you first started, the 20 and out was an option.
Yes.
And you could leave at 20.
Yep.
And so when I was getting the police work, I always liked that option because I knew I wanted to get in police work for a long time, but I always liked the option knowing in my back pocket that, like, once I got the 20.
Yeah.
If I had something or I wanted to move on in my life, I could. And then when I started, they got rid of it right away. And I was kind of like, okay. Like, and then it was 25 years minimum. And then they moved it to 30-year minimum.
Right. Which is a lot of years.
Which is a lot of years. And I'll dive into that for a couple minutes, maybe why, you know, that's too much. Or at least not to have an option. But so just recently, and I got to give a shout out to, I'm going to say it, Senator Gopal. Vin Gopal, he was a big proponent of this bill, getting it back into play. Now, this started during COVID. They had a 20-year burnout bill they put through. It was temporary because a lot of officers were going through COVID. They were dealing with a lot, and they gave an option to put it back on the table. That expired as of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to put in place a bill to say, are we going to extend this or what? So now this is going to be extended indefinitely as long as the governor signs it. So hopefully Governor Murphy signs it. But I just want to talk a little bit of why this is a good thing. And I want to put it like this. 30 years is a long time. 25 years is a long time. And if you get an officer that kind of gets stuck in the pension and to the point where they don't want to be there anymore, but they have to get to the pension point, you're not helping anything.
No. There's a real thing called burnout, PTS. Those are real things. I don't care who you are. I did 27 years. And at 20, not in a row, I did like two, then one, and then 25. So it was almost 28, not in a row. But when it was time to go, I was ready. Like I was emotionally, physically, just ready.
Yeah, and I think, so one of the things too is that not everybody is going to move up the line to be a lieutenant, a captain. And I'm not going to say that they don't have
What's
a hard job.
What's wrong with sergeants?
Sergeants. But you're working, so I'm talking about working the world.
I know.
So listen, not that it's different, you know, but doing night shifts, switching over, putting in, you know, all these road calls, and you're getting into your 40s and 50 years of age, and you're dealing with other officers that are 21 years old. It's a whole different ball game on the street.
Indeed,
you know,
indeed.
Administration. You know, yes, it can be mentally burnout, stressful. Obviously, there's a lot going on, but the physical side of it is that, you know, on the street, you got to be prepared. And so we try to stay in shape and things like that, but it just gets harder and harder and harder. And I think having that option for some people is to say, you know what, it's time to go. I'm not moving up the ladder here. I don't have a lot of options. I enjoy what I've done so far, but it's time to move on. I think giving that option from saying at some point in their 20, and you're taking a loss, you're not going to get the medical benefits, so you have to have a spouse, someone that has medical benefits, and you have to probably have a part-time job or something lined up to make up the difference of what you're going to be making. But you got to put in perspective, right? 30 years. So the maximum you get hired at in New Jersey is 35, okay? So let's say you're 34 years old, you get hired, you got to do 30 years. Now, if you don't move up the ladder and you can get an office job or a corporate job in the rankings or whatnot, is what that means you're going to have patrolmen that are 60 plus years old patrolling your streets.
Yeah, I don't want that guy or girl 60 years old again. I know I'm going to catch flack for this. There's a difference between me when I was 52, 42, 32, 22. I don't care what you say. That's realism, you know. In all realms, my physical ability to actually climb in your window and drag you out because your house is on fire, because police get there before anybody and everything. So we're expecting them to be able to do a certain job. We have to make sure that we're preparing them to do that.
Yeah, and so I think that's where, again, this just having, I keep saying, just having the option doesn't mean you have to leave at 20. Doesn't mean you have to leave at 25. Doesn't mean you have, you can stay there. You love it. You're top physical shape. There's some guys that are, you know, like Corey, that are just a specimen, and I'm still trying to find out his secrets. That's a whole other topic.
Yeah, it's another podcast.
But it just gets tougher, and so I think that having this option for guys makes great, because then, you know, there's going to be guys, too, that are in their 23rd year, their 24th year, and there's, you know, there's 2 years, like, I got 2 years left. I'm not going to do anything. I'm not going to barely answer calls. I'm not going to go to scenes. And then you're getting, you know, it's like, you know what? This guy wants to leave. Let him go.
Yeah.
Let him go. He wants to walk out. Like, just give him till, you know, he's going to take a cut. He's going to take less. Let him go. Because now we can take that X amount of dollars.
Probably
we
two.
Can, yeah. And we can hire probably one or two people, guys or girls. And or, you know, the other thing, too, I've been saying is a lot, some of that towards more training. So now you have X amount of dollars you can put towards a new officer that's fresh, and you can take X amount of dollars and put it towards more training for your department.
Yep, to keep your department fresh. Now, I do have to say this. We know what we signed up for.
Yes.
And we knew exactly how long the contract was. People in corporate America or in regular America who aren't on government jobs are going to be, what are you guys even complaining about? You get pension and benefits and health care for the rest of your life or some variation thereof, and you get mad because you have to do 5 extra years? There's a difference. So I just have to throw that out there. We're not walking in this blind. I knew exactly what I signed up for. I knew how long I was expected to be there. But I will tell you this, as Anthony keeps saying the word, options. Yeah. Options can reduce stress. Just so you know, like you said, I can leave if I need to, if I got another opportunity, or if I didn't know that this was, my body was going to respond this way, or my mind was going to respond this way, and the stress is just becoming too much.
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, again, you know, I hate to say it, but we work in one of the professions with the highest suicide rates amongst adults, men and women in the field. This could help towards that. You know, you have someone that's like, I can't go to work anymore. I just cannot do it. And they don't want the stigma of, you know, maybe the mental health side. And they say, you know, I need to move on. I need to leave. Mm-hmm. And they physically can still get, you know, the money and move on to another job. So I think giving that option is a great thing for people to have a chance to leave when they're ready to leave. I think the other thing, too, is that, you know, I'm not going to get too political and whatnot, but I think, again, like, yes, we know what we signed up for, but a lot of things have changed from what I signed up for. That's the other thing. Technology, you know, I'm embracing technology the best I can. I've been trying to stay up to speed with everything, but it's constantly moving. I mean, 25 years ago from today, when I first started, we were using typewriters.
Mm-hmm. I remember typewriter, and then you mess up, you're like...
So, and listen, I'm adapting fine. I use computers all day.
What was backspace? There was no backspace button, right?
You had to use the whiteout or the X out. You had to, like, double X it out. Or if you have ones that had the whiteout on them, like the newer ones that had whiteout or whatever.
You're aging yourself right now, just saying it.
But what I'm saying is, listen, I've been keeping up with technology in my life. I'm up to date with a lot of things going on, right? But there's a lot of guys and girls that have trouble making that adjustment as well. Mm-hmm. So trying to keep up with the speed of the times, that's also a difficult thing for some people. And so... you know, things have changed. So what you sign up for, and I'm not just talking about technology, but everything going on, the way environment changes, social, political environments, things are constantly changing. And that's part of the job, is like being able to adapt to your environment, what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, though, they're very difficult. There's been a lot of change, especially in New Jersey, the way we handle things. And for a lot of guys and girls, that's difficult to embrace that change. They were so used to doing something for 20 years and then go all of a sudden, you know, marijuana is legal. This is legal. You can do this now. And people are like, and that's what they.
I wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready. And so now you're changing your mindset. So again, yes, what you signed up for is maybe not what you're getting served right now. And that's difficult for some people.
Yeah, it is. So, again, talk to experienced officers. If you're young and you want to get into the field, nobody here will talk you out of it.
No.
But we're here to you know, just bounce questions off of us. I do it all the time.
Yeah, no, I won't turn people away from getting into it, but I'm going to be honest with what they're going to expect. Like, you got to be ready for this. You're going to have to be ready for these options. You might be working patrol for 30 years. You might not move up the ranks. So, you know, is that something you can handle?
Yeah.
You know, and so that's something to kind of think about going in, like what you can handle. Bigger departments, I would say, have more options, so that's kind of great. Smaller departments don't. So you have to understand that in smaller departments, you might be juggling more hats and things of that nature. Are you prepared for that? You know, so.
Which I like that. I was glad that I worked in an agency, the amount of officers that there was, because I did get to do that. I got to be in all three divisions at one point in my career. And then my last 10 years as a patrol sergeant out on the road, because I was inside, because I was a detective, because I was in training, because I was in community policing, that just exposed me to so many different things, and it widened my horizons. And I think it helped me become a better supervisor because of that.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, again, your mindset going in. And that's probably a good topic for future, too, to talk a little more about the difference between small and bigger departments. You know, in the smaller departments, you're going to see that kind of different variety. You're going to be handling a lot of different things. Whereas if you work in a bigger department, you might get into a specialized area and just be stuck there for 20 years. You
know? So this is something I don't know, and I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I will forget because I am like a fly. I just don't know which way I'm going. So 20 and out, which we were talking about, does that work the same in civil service departments as it would for a non-civil service department, or is there things?
No, it will work the same for any. If you're in the New Jersey pension system, it will work the same across the board.
Okay.
So you'll be able to retire 20 years, 50% pension. No medical, though.
Okay.
You know, you would have to go on a state plan or something like that, or if your spouse has it, that's – or, you know, individually – some individual towns have different contracts, they may or might not get it depending on your contract. But across the board, it would just be 50% of your pay. You'd be out the door, and then that would be it.
Yeah.
So I want to just shout out to the senators and everyone that worked on this. There was a lot of guys behind the scenes that got this going. And like I said, I think for a lot of us in this realm of time frame where I'm at right now, a lot of us got into this field because it was an option, and then they kind of took it away from us.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you sign up for something and then it gets taken away or it gets changed, and then you're like, well, that doesn't seem fair to me.
No, it's not.
And so I'm glad that they, in the state, you know, Republicans and Democrats both worked on both sides of the aisle, which is nice to see.
Yeah.
And they both agreed, like, yeah, this should be an option, because in the military it's an option 20 years, you know. These are high-stress fields, and they should be an option, you know.
Yeah.
So, but that's part of the thing, you have to go in knowing that you're going to have to
do your homework. Do your homework. And again, we're talking about like a state law that's going to be signed by the governor.
Yes.
But you need to look at the individual town that you're going to go potentially work for, find out what their contract is and how that works, because there can be nuances like you're alluding to.
I think that's, you know, and that's one thing that's tough for officers going in. And, you know, because you're like, especially if you're very young, if you haven't had like too many of like career serious jobs. You go in and like, here, sign this, sign up, you're it. You know, you get in, you're so excited to get the job.
Yeah.
You're like, sign. You have no idea. You're like, wait, what? You know, what? It doesn't tell the like other years. So I would say if you're an older officer here, talk to the new guys. Explain to them what's in the contract. Make it understood, like, this is how it works. Listen, I didn't even know about, like, how I got vacation or, like, pension, like nothing. I'm like, oh.
Give me a gun in a car and I'm good.
Sign me up. I'm in. You know, and so you learn these things. So I think part is FTO, especially if you're an FTO officer, these are things you need to talk to your young people about. Make them understand how things work.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll say my agency does a good job. We bring people in before when we're given the application, we'll explain all this to them. We give them a copy of the contract. We tell them exactly with the current, exactly how your pay is going to go, you know, if there's incremental increases or any of those things.
That should be that way, yeah.
We explain all that because it actually works to our advantage, because we'd rather have somebody tap out now, right?
Yeah, exactly. You don't want someone that's in there 14 years and then 12 years and then like, okay, I'm just going to grind out another 13 years.
Or even 14 months and you spend all that money to outfit them and insure them and put them in academy, and then they're like, hey, that agency has this. How come we don't have that?
And I know, you don't want that either. So definitely being upfront about it helps, because, again, I know from smaller departments, you know, having an extra person or two makes a huge difference. because now you're like, okay, we can cover vacation time, we can cover holidays. So you know, like, okay, they're getting out of training on this date, they're going to be on the road by this date, and they'll be on their own by this date. So that means at this time, so if they get in there and you're looking forward to like, okay, I can put in holidays and not get denied every time,
right?
And then all of a sudden they're like gone, and you're like, oh, we got to get someone else and go through the process again.
And that's probably 14 months. It's your minimum a year from the time you go, hey, we're hiring, until you get an effective officer that can manage him or herself out on the street.
Yeah, I would say at minimum 14 months, you know, because you're looking at hiring, 6 months in the training, coming out, another whatever your FTO is, another 6 months to a year there. Like, so, yeah, realistically, till you feel comfortable, I would say easily a year, year and a half.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But.
And we want them to be comfortable so you can be comfortable calling 911 and knowing that you have an effectively trained officer, not somebody who just rushed through the system, like, all right, we got to go.
And also on the opposite end, you don't want someone that's been there for 24 years that doesn't want to be there.
Right. Right?
You want someone that's going to take their, you know, correct abilities and put them in play there. So
I can tell you, you can't not look at the clock when you're getting to the end, you know, and you're like, all right.
But you still have a job to do. You still got to answer the calls.
Yep.
You might not be as gung-ho as you once were, but you got to answer the calls. You got to do the things you need to do. You got to, you know, whatever your tasks are, you still got to accomplish all your tasks. Yeah. You got to still help people. You're still there to serve the community.
Yeah, because you can be charged with a crime or get an IA on your last day.
Yes.
Although my chief was good. He said, Court, your last month, I don't want you wearing a uniform. I don't want you doing it. You can go home and play with your dogs. Just, you know, just chill. Obviously, if somebody's on fire, put them out. But other than that.
Yeah. Stay low-key.
Yep.
But all right, thank you, and I'm happy to talk about this 20 and out. So if you guys have girls have some things you want to talk about, or maybe other states, we'll talk about it. I would love to hear other states, or comment down below on the YouTube if you're watching on YouTube, or send Corey a message on Twitter at SafetyManCO, right, on Twitter.
Yeah, man.
Let us know some. Maybe there's some other unique things out there. Let us know what your state does, what your country does. Let us know.
Exactly. So as always, be safe, stay ready, and train when? Now.
Yes. All right. Thank you, everyone. We'll see you on the next one.